things over here. So in the Simon Klippe Dal, we did through Sif Ches and the Biurei Halacha. See, the Mishabura mentioned the Machloikis, do we calculate 30 days or do we calculate the equivalent of 30 days, which is 90 tefillas, which can have Kulan Chumra. So if you count 30 days, so you count day one, which is the first day of Pesach, that counts as day one, even though you only stopped Tzemach Shavuach Amar Degoshem by Musaf or even by Mincha, that counts as day one. What's the question is, according to that sheet, how do you calculate 30 days with Saint Talamot of Ibracha? So you stopped before Pesach saying with Saint Talamot of Ibracha. You started Cholamoid saying the same bracha. There's 2 days you didn't do either. So that's the Bir Aloch over here in Achloshim Yom Becheskos. I'm Mr. Brother, the 8 days, but a place came in Shloshim Yom Mamash, a communion Shloshim Yom. Does it mean 30 days? Does it mean the amount of tefillahs of 30, the equivalent of 30 days, which is 90 tefillahs? I don't teach him tefillahs. In the place in the summer, the Tolib of Shloshim Yom Mamash, Ben Lahoko Ben Lahachmer, it's 30 days. Day one, Shemitah Tzeres will count as day one, and the Aleph Pesach will count as day one. Ach yesh l'ayin l'inyan she'elu by Pesach. L'mzeh gam ken hashir shloshim yoyim k'may l'inyan haskara k'osh kosu b'elin rabu. So it's 30 days. So the question is, yimitzdarav shnei yomim reshenem shal Pesach gam ken l'zeh. You count the first 2 days of Pesach as day one and day two of your 30 days in regards to the same talamot, to the same correcting to the same bracha. Mehinele fidas achrenim shkolkem alataz b'mashakosav b'mshogeg b'poshay yamechon b'ispalav kol mitzarf linyan chesed shoshim yam. What is the kosh ken b'zed lo mitzarf? If you hold, if a person didn't daven, so he didn't daven for these purposes. We could argue that over here, Lamaisa, 30 days it went by without saying we said Talamot of the Bracha. Yalta, you didn't say it. You didn't say otherwise, but you didn't say it either. That's his Masopa Gabba. Okay. One other point is going back in Sif on Sivov. So if a person said Mashiach Hamor Degoshem in the summer when he should not have said it, so then he has to go back to the beginning of the bracha to correct the bracha that we said properly, to remove, seemingly like he didn't go to the next bracha, he has to go back to the beginning of the bracha. If he forgot Mashiach Hamor Degoshem in the winter when he's supposed to say it, he can say it anywhere in the bracha because there's no specific place in the bracha where it belongs. So the question is, what about the same talamot of the bracha in Birchas Hashanah? The person forgot it and he realized before he ended the bracha, does he have to go back? What does he have to do? Because we're going to the shaylus motto im shachar when is kadam shasim bracha. The person forgot to ask the same talamot of the bracha. And he realized before he finished the bracha Birchas Hashanah, Yachsav Yomer V'Saint Talamotar V'Gomer Sham Keseder. So you go back to that phrase, and you continue straight to the end of the bracha. That's the prima gun. And the Shulchan Shlomer Mashal the Gam B'Talamotar Yuchal Lomer Acher Psebeda Mitugva Im Roitzer. You could say it later on in the bracha. V'Chein Linyan Alanitzim B'Chanukal Purim Im Shachach V'Nisku Kadam Sasiyam Birchas Atoyv Shimcha. So by Alanisim, and where a person forgot in the bracha of Moedim, he did not say a Toiv Shimcha yet. So because if he says it, Masha Dibrishneim the Yachs of Yomarachakach Al Balkulam Yisporach Keseder. There you say Alanisim, you insert Alanisim, and then you continue again from there till the bracha in order. Basically, you have to put it in the right place. Going back to Masit Talamot, Masha Rekha Warren Goshen, he said you can insert it anywhere in the paragraph, but it should not be in the middle of a thought. Kagayim take a black or shomer umakayim emunasoi,
he realizes, oh, I forgot Masha Baruch Amar Negoshim. He doesn't say, Umakemim and Masha Baruch Amar Negoshim L'sheni offer. That doesn't make any sense. Yisayim Kadim L'sheni offer. Anything similar, obviously, that's what you would do. Okay. So we're holding now, it's Sif Tess. You know, see, you came late, I'm not going to go back and discuss it now. Im v'yom rishon shel Pesach, armer birchus atah gibor ad merid atol tishim pamim. If on the first day of Pesach a person will say for the phrase atah gibor till merid atol 90 times, according to Shulchan Aruch, you would say merid atol, and for the Ashkenazim you would say it continuing into the next part of the paragraph, you would say, "Rav Lashia Mechal Kolchayim Bechesed." Tishim Pamim 90 times Keneged Shloshim Yom Sharmer Soi Shlosh Pamim Mecholyam. You said that 90 days gives you a chazaka that you said it properly. Excuse me, 30 days, which is 90 tefillas. So I'll say all the 90 tefillas right now, and get my chazaka of saying it properly. Mishama Eluch, if you did that, im enu zorcher im hisker geshem, reb chesed shlo hisker geshem venetzor lasa. If he's not sure if he said it or not, he can assume he didn't say it. Now, for the Shulchan Aruch, the winter's never a problem because Merid Atol covers the lack of geshem. In the summer, geshem is a problem. You can't say geshem in the summer. So the Shulchan Aruch is only relevant in the summer. You want to correct not to say geshem, but to say tal instead. So we would not by saying we would not correct it with merit at all, but with straight going into mechal kachayim. V'cheni mamer b'shemini atzeres tishim pamim atog yibor al merit agoshem. So now for us, we don't say merit at all. So we forgot merit agoshem. We're in trouble. So if on shemini atzeres you'll say the phrase, Rav Lashia, Mashi Baruch Amar Adagoshem, 90 times. In this topic, Achar Kach, Im Hizker Eloi, Chazaka, She Hizkiroi. So then, if that point onward, if you have any question, we can assume you said it properly.
Why is that different from the following, which is obviously silly? Say, I'm very busy today. I'll say two times. Shakri said, I'm done for the day, because I can't find time the rest of the day.
Over here, the issue over here is we're discussing, can a person become accustomed to a phrase over a period of time? By nature, our minds automatically go to a certain phrase. So
I understand that, but still, the point is he's then satisfied their obligation because he's in supak whether he did or not, but he's okay because he did it 90 times.
No, he's not being yotze with the 90 times.
No, I understand, right? But right. Then in the future. He's yotzei because if he's misubach, then he's yotzei because he did it 90 times. So we assume he's regil.
Right.
I see the difference. I understand what you're saying in terms of the becoming regil to say something as opposed to fulfilling a requirement all in one shot.
Right.
But still, there seems to be some kind of similarity between these two.
Okay. I mean, you're not 100% wrong. I mean, there is machlokes in the Gemara whether this whole thing this the source of this is. But Machlokes in the Gemara, if the Torah says that an animal comes in Shar Muad, and the Torah gives an example in days. If it was a Shar Nagach in the previous day and the day before that, and then today, now gets a din of a Muad. So the Torah's example of becoming a Shar Muad is 3 days in a row. What about if it's three times in one day? So that's Machlokes to Rabbi Yehuda and Meir in the Mishnah, the end of the second parak in Baba Kama. In the case where im hirchik negichosav he becomes a mu'ud, im kirim negichosav lo kol shkein. I mean, if 3 days spread out, he becomes a mu'ud. If he does it three times in a row, boom, 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 this animal clearly is a mu'ud. Or do you say no? That the fact that you spreading out over a period of time sometimes maybe is more of an established reality than doing it one after the other. So that's Machlokes in Rabbi Yehuda. This Machlokes over here, the Meram Rittenberg, who says this works, and the Beno Parashel, that doesn't work, are arguing A, can you parallel it's over there? And the problem is, when we pass it over there, the halacha is kirab negichah, does not work. So the question is, do we say, so Rabbi says, I don't understand what you're comparing to that Gemara. The more it comes out, the maskana, we pass on like not like our mayor, pass on Yehuda, that kirab negichah does not work to make him a mu'ud. So why would you say over here that it does work to make him ragel? There's a lot of achronish haTorah to answer up the lumpness of the machlokes. So it's not totally, you know, the idea that you can, you know, just lump it together, that it's automatically logical, that it works, is not sufficient. I mean, in the Rishonim writing, the Torah brings it, that the Ben Peretz argued on the Maravurk and said, no way. Okay. Lamentes, Birchas HaTogibor. Say, Rishon, Shema Kosa, the Yasko, Min Mechaimesim HaTor, V'loy Min HaTogibor. So the Shulchan Aruch says you start from a Togibor Lomar Hashem Mechaimesim HaTorav Shia Marin Atol. That's the case of the Mechaper, right? Now, what did you say? Did you say Hashem's name, or did you say the word Hashem? So if you said the word Hashem, you're not really saying it the way you're going to say it in Shemoneh Esrei. So you're not creating the regilas that you'd want to do, right? Elamai, when you're going to say Hashem's name, it's Lamatolo. So therefore, he suggests that you start from Mechaimesim HaTorav LeHashia Marin Atol. So Yomer Hashem Belatola. If Yomer Lashanas Haskaras Hashem, Neichas Yomer Lashanas Achakach. When the Ahergo Gamatfilo, he says, if you're going to get used to saying the word Hashem as opposed to Hashem's name, you might end up doing that in the Lashon Esrei. Also, saying the word, you just said 90 times instead of saying Hashem's name, you said the word Hashem. So it's very possible you'll do that in Shemoneh Esrei. So that's not a good idea either. Now by Hamelach HaKadosh, the Mishnah Berurah there raises a question. He addresses that you cannot do this idea of 90 times, because over there it's clearly Bracha L'Batola, Baruch Ato Hashem Hamelach HaKadosh, that you can't say. So if you're going to say Hashem's name, you're going to say not Hashem's name but the word Hashem, Baruch Ato Hashem Hamelach HaKadosh. So you'll be rogel that if you'd say the phrase Baruch Atah Hashem Melech Hakadosh, you'll say Melech Hakadosh. The problem is in Shemoneh Esrei, you're not going to say Hashem. You're going to say Hashem's actual name, which that regilas you haven't addressed. So the Pashas, so he doesn't say that argument over here. Where he says the argument is that you'll end up saying the word Hashem in Shemoneh Esrei by mistake, right? So because even if you do that, but the Maisa later Mechayim is from. If you pick up Mechayimisim HaTorav L'Hashia Marin Atol in the Shulchan Aruch's case, that phrase will be the parallel to what you said before. So it could be that he holds that. That would not be the problem. The problem is you're going to say Hashem instead of saying Hashem's name. Marin Atol Ababakal. You say Marin Atol inclusive. This is relevant for the Nusuf Svard that they say Tal in the summer. We would say. You would say those words, Mechal Kachayim Bechesed, Mechal Kachayim, Kemon Bagot. Tom goes ahead, the Bezeh, Kar Hurgol, the Shadow Lomar Kalach, by doing it multiple times, you get used to saying it properly. Okay, and Huadilin Yin She'elo. And therefore, this will work in the Bracha of She'elo. Im Omer Petition Pomim, Birchot Hashanim Ad Akar Tevis, the same Bracha. If you want to correct yourself, say the same bracha instead of saying the same talamot only bracha by saying it 90 times, including the words the same bracha. Or yad achat tevis the same talamot only b'mitzvah shalom, or the opposite, to say that like with the request of talamot in the winter. Die b'liyasul mitchilas bracha leinu brachmi is called minesu wasala tevabas in talamot only bracha. Or it's called minesu wasala tevabas same bracha. Now. Tishim pomim 90 times. Chibus server chelik arachayim simchab mura pola chachil yarbur mea pomim ve'echon. Omer liyem mishamur rak tishim pomim. Amy they don't this is yasa yispala ad negad psachos gunar. So based on what you said before, really there are more than 90 times. If you're looking at 30 days, not being representative of 90 tefillas, but rather 30 days. So regards to mura at all or the non haskara of shomim. Because there's all of the extra tefillahs of Musaf of Pesach and Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, etc. So you're going to end up with 101 times. We calculate possibly it could be even more than that, at least 101 times. But a person who did do this 90 times, we can't make him go back if he has to suffer. So by doing so, we assume he's becheses that he did not say it, that he said it properly. Harehu. There's an argument that if you can get used to saying something, not consecutively, if you say it consecutively time after time after time, you get much more used to it. Because of Shari Tshuva, the Mehergul Atzim Remem Hepamim Shem Kenegat Chamish Osuyan. Yishabrach HaKach Chamish Osuyan Mim Chazak HaShomer Kohekin. You can combine the two. I'll say it 45 times now on the first day of Pesach, and then 15 days will pass. I've said it 90 times. 45 of them consecutive immediately, and the 15 spread out over the, and then the other 45 spread out over the next 15 days. Mem Gimel. By doing that, he's got used to saying Rav Lashia Mechal Kol Chaim. Some say that no, being rogel to say something, you can do it 90 days or 90 times. Not 90 days, I'm sorry, 30 days or 90 times. But to remove, it's much harder, and that we cannot say that the person gets a regulus by saying it 90 times. Therefore, you know what? Don't rely on this. Don't do it and then rely on it, because that's not the proper thing to do. Chayyam says, no, we rely on it. We accept the Pesach and Ramah, and you can do it. Or in the winter, you would say, okay. So, just one eitzah. Some people have a tendency to get nervous about whether they said things properly or not. So my rabbi used to be miyaitz them that, you know, to use his eitzah b'davka. Not so much, you know. It's mechalikus. So the ma'aseh halacha is once this is there's a psak. So the person says, you know, I planned to say it and I remembered, but you know, not later on, but pretty early on, and maybe it did say it, and then he goes back again, and he realizes he did say it properly. And it happens to some people that they have as a concept. They're always worried about it, they say it properly or not. So I remember used to push up the dafka that they must say, do the 90 times. This way, we have no sveikas anymore, we got a psak, goodbye, and you don't have to go back.
I don't know what to do today, but years ago I used to go to White Oak for Simchas Torah, and during the kafas, they always...
They would have the song. Yeah. Somebody would count?
Probably.
Okay. Sinan Kuf Tes Vov. Tamber Chizvot Tachonin. Midnesha Moisar Hodim in the Behema Hi Abina Vasechel. That which makes human beings greater than animals is our level of understanding. Kabu Birchas Atochonin Roshlem Tseoyos Shim Ein Bina Ein Tfilo. So that's the first one of the middle brachas, because this allows us to have the whole concept of tefillah is through our understanding of the reality of the world.
Well, so Abdallah and Motzei Shabbos and Motzei Yom Tov is put into that
brach. That's true too, but that's what we're discussing. Okay.
Because of Bina, and Bina to distinguish between the holy and the profane.
Right. Actually uses the word of the das. If there's no das, Abdallah Minayin. Mr. Burris had caught in Aleph, Rosh Lam Soyuz. Okay. Tam al Seder HaBrochas, Kosim B'Sefer Seder HaYom. Seder HaYom was the father of the Shloah. So the Seder HaYom wrote the following thought process. Atochen and Roshon al She'elos HaChochma V'Adas Bavim. The first thing you ask for is understanding. Lavachi Toy B'Men of HaNofil, Pasik Loshon al Careless that one person who never made it to the world is better off than a person who made the world who doesn't understand anything. A person has to have the proper kavanah in it to truly ask for understanding. This is the main question we have from Hashem. Yosher, he give us intelligence. Allowing us to understand what's right and what's wrong, and to be able to make the proper choices. Then Hashivenu Lachar Das. Then we ask that when we have understanding, we should then implement that Lamaisa. Because once a person understands, he realizes what he's done wrong. Therefore, the Rosh Hashem help weaken the power of my Yetzer to allow me to make the proper choice. So now that you correct yourself, we ask for Mechilo. So we have to think about what you've done. And then when you say that, and then by doing so, you will ask for Mechilo. Refueno. Now he doesn't talk about refuah or hagula. So the order is then gula and then refuah. So why is that the order? Shulzman shodim mitzar eno omen me alchol yoy. V'kavol avachem shem meis Hashem alokem shir prosedur kadei shenia briyim v'chazokim lasik b'tera k'roi v'lish b'kola mitzvahs. If that... that gula is the groundwork which will allow us to get to refuah, because when the person's in a situation of suffering and impoverishment and misfortune, the illness is he's susceptible to illness. It will have a power over him. But once the situation betters, which is gula, then refuah is relevant, and then the person will then be healthy and be able to serve Hashem properly. Berachas panos achar refuah. Person who is ill is not really looking for food. He doesn't really eat so much when he's ill. But Baruch Hashem, he recovered. He needs money to allow himself to recover properly. We should get our panosa in the proper way. So the reason why we say Abdullah in Hashibet in Tochonin, the Fisha who Chochma show Adam Mavlam in Dabra Ladabra. That's wisdom. Wisdom is understanding the difference in different items. That's the Karech of Abdullah. Lachain Kabu Bibrichus Hachoch. Where Emma is the Dabra, Bina, the word Bina is Rosh Tevis, Bisamim, Yayin, Ner, Havdalah. Okay. Kazamatur. Mashadilam Ravinu Bibirchas Hashirenu Ubislachlonu. Mashenka Mashar Brachas. We talk about Hashem as Avinu in these two brachas specifically. Hana time Anamaskiram Lafanam Shahav Kaim Laman Ibnoy Ubi that the Bershim needs to address the child, teach him. Saflon Bashum the Ksiv Bishabal Hashem Rachameyu. So we're looking at as the request from the father, we have a right to ask from our father that he should give us the proper direction and he should be moichel us. You say without the vov, that's the, he brings such a shita. You haven't asked anything yet. You just made a statement. Now you're now requesting. So is it proper to say therefore vichoneinu? Since you are one who gives das etc. Therefore please. So that the and makes sense, or simply not. It's not an and. It's you are the source of everything. Hashem, please give. Okay. Simon kuf test zayin pirish birchus refuenu. Refuen Hashem and Nerefe. So what's lost in the Refuen Hashem and Nerefe? This is based on a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Refueni Hashem ve'erefe hushieni ve'ivasheya. So the pasuk is written kisi hilosi ato. So the pasuk is written all in the singular. That Yirmiyahu Novi is talking to Hashem, the person should be merapim and he will be healed. Save him and he will be saved because he's the one that Yirmiyahu praises. And we take that phrase and we make it the plural. Avagav, the cost of Le'yochid in Mechanus of the Rabbim, a pasuk which is written for Yochid, you should not change it to say it in the plural. Hanimil Bizman Shemiskavim Likres, which means when you're using the pasuk, the Torah is reading Torah, learning Torah, you shouldn't change the language of the pasuk. What if you're saying it as a way to request, you can say it as whatever is necessary. Person saying a capital of Tillim, even though you're saying a Matar's Tefillah, you should not change the language. Even though it might fit better your situation by changing the language, you should not shepherd with the language. Refueinu Hashem. So the Mishnah Berurah Sukkot Nalev. Lo yomer refueinu Hashem alakeinu b'nei refei. Don't add the word alakeinu. Condition of the krohu, kach refueinu Hashem b'nei refei. The pasuk says Hashem doesn't say alakai. The tzarech lomer chelei b'tzeri halamet. Refei chelei. With a tzeri. Yeshar mishal yomer re'ei noa v'aninu. Rak re'ei v'aninu. Leave out the word noa. Okay, Romel Yerava Shargilim Kosta She'ein Losos Min Aminik Shemem Re'ein No Vanyin. So no, we do say no. We do say the word no. So every chad, if you can't take a pasuk which is written for Yachid, it used for the rabbi. Wouldn't Shar Shene any other change is not proper either. Can mean Medaber Ba'adoi Medaber Benecha. Changing from first person to second person. Also, you're not allowed to do. That's what you're saying, but as the language of Torah. If you're saying it as a tefillah, it's mutter. That's tefillah. Really, Paulo al Cherlim, Rifuenu, person is allowed to add in a special tefillah for people which are ill. The Yerman will say, Rifu, plenty of Rifu, Shlema, Sekhshar, Chalay, Yisrael. So that's the first of the word that you should, whenever you're davening for somebody individual, you should include him amongst all of the members of Klal Yisrael. So you say, Mesach Shar Chalay Yisrael. You say, Rebbe Shem should be Renapa, so and so. If you're davening in the person's presence, the person goes to visit somebody in the hospital, he's right there, you're davening, the person should be merapim, you have to say the person's name. It's obvious who you're referring to. If it's a full mizmer, even though you're saying it as bakasha, you don't change. So we said that that derech limud even one pasuk is a problem. Derech tefillah it's mutter. And I was saying it was a full kapitel even though it's derech tefillah it's us. Okay. Zot shulchan aruch kinnakuf yudzayim. Dini berchus hashanah. Birchas Hashanah Tzarech Lomer Bo Gnosik Shomim Vesim Talamotar. In the rainy season, you ask for Talamotar. Meskilim Lishal Motar Bechutz Lords Betilas Arvi Shayom Shishim Archot Kufas Tishrei. V'yam Achutz Kufa Hu Beklal Hashishim. So, there are four Tkufas in the year. Tkufas Tishrei, Tkufas Teves, Tkufas Nisan, and Tkufas Tammuz. Basically corresponding to the four seasons. There's two ways to calculate the tkufos. There's Shmuel's calculation and Rav Ada's calculation. Shmuel's calculation, albeit that Shmuel was known to be a tremendous astronomer, etc., he gave a calculation, a very simplistic calculation. And before Shmuel, the Rishonim already said, but the Achronim, that he agrees that the Rav Ada's calculation is much more precise, but since we're dealing with things which are given over to the average individual, we need to give it in a way which is imprecise, but it's much clearer, much easier to calculate. So if you assume, like the Julian calendar, the tkufas depend on the solar calendar. If you assume like the Julian calendar that a solar year is 365 days and 6 hours. Which is why every 4 years you add 6 hours times 4 is 24 hours. You need a leap day. If you assume like that, so you divide 365 and 6 hours by 4, and that's how long each tkufa is. So 360 divided by 4 is 90. Another 4 is divided by 4 is 1. So now it's 364 is 91. Now you have 1 day and 6 hours left. You have 30 hours left over. You divide 30 hours by 4 is 7 and a half hours. Right? So each tkufa is 91 days, 7 and a half hours. Eventually, if you calculate that, you're going to get off. It's going to move off from where the equinox and the solstice are astronomically, which is so. According to for our purposes, Tzkufas Tishrei is October 7th, which means theoretically what we're saying is fall starts October 7th, which really is fall starts, you know, a good 14, 15 days before that, which is why the Gregorian calendar made a correction for that. So we count that as day one. So 60 days later is going to be December 5th, because October has 31 days, November has 30 days. So and you count October 7th as day one, so you ignore 6 days in October, and you calculate 25 days in October, and 5 days in December gives you 30 days, and then 30 days in November is 60 days. So October 7th is when Tzkufas Tishrei starts, and 6 days later is December 5th. So we start until it's Arvis of the Yoim, which is Shishim Achat Tzkufas Tishrei. So we start the Marv before that. We start the Marv of December 4th going into December 5th, because we start the Marv of the day, which would correspond to that day. And we have a Tzkufa Hubachlal Shishim, when we count October 7th is day one of this calculation of 60 days. That's the Chutz L'Arts. They start the night of the 7th of Marcheshir. We continue till the last time we make the request will be on the Erev Pesach by Mincha. And then the first day of Pesach we switch over from Geshem to Tal, and then, and afterwards we'll just say the same bracha. And then from the first day of Pesach and Amr, we stop saying until the following year. Okay. Mishabura Hashanim. Hanosach is a Sabena Mituvecha, Magan Abram, Meshem Arash, Rashal, Sidra Ari, Kasim Mituvah. So is the correct Nosach, Mesabena Mituvecha, referring to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Rashal Shibi Maspia us from his goodness. Or she must be us from the goodness of the ground, its goodness, referring to the land. It's referring to the land, most of the growing sense is referring to Eretz Yisrael, which means that even though we don't live in Eretz Yisrael, but the Shabbat of Russian puts in the world, puts them through Eretz Yisrael, and from there it goes everywhere else. So it's fair to say, the Russian should be us from the goodness of Eretz Yisrael. The Magen Avraham, based on the Russia, says, no, the correct, we're not getting involved in how the hashpah comes. Russian Yisroel, we must be us from your goodness. Therefore, the correct nusach is Sabeinu Mituvecha. As a bacher, I had an interesting issue. In the yeshiva, the nusach atzvila was Sabeinu Mituvecha. It changed. Some places it changed, and it tells us that they wouldn't let it change because it's. Instead of getting stern printed in Eretz Yisrael, the Gerah passes to Sabeinu Mituvah. So Eretz Yisrael, basically, they follow either the Nusach of the Rizal. Your choices are either you're a Gerah and you follow the Gerah, or you're Chassidish, group of Chassidim went up, Tamina of the Baal Shem Tov, who followed the Rizal. So right there, you say Sabeinu Mituvah, or you're starting, you say Sabeinu Mituvah. So anybody say Sabeinu Mituvah, right? So now you have a Siddur printed Eretz Yisrael. They don't even know that the human being in the world is a Sabeinu Mituvecha or something. So, but I was on from the Omen, and one of my Rebbeim is a Gronik, and he felt the correct Nusach of Sabeinu Mituvah. So he said, you told me Sabeinu Mituvah. So I said to him, but, you know, I think the Minhag Yeshiva is the same as Sabeinu Mituvecha. He said, yeah, but you should say Sabeinu Mituvah. So I was left with a tremendous dilemma. What do I do? So when he was present, I said Sabeinu Mituvah. When he wasn't, I said Sabeinu Mituvecha. And I keep my cheshbon of. I think I got it right most of the time. B'til Zarvis, Bain Rei Locha. Mishnah Berurah tells you to look at the Rei Locha. I'll tell you about the Rei Locha in a second. Or not a second, but maybe finish the Mishnah Berurah and we'll go back and talk about that Rei Locha. Shal Yom Shishim. Klarmer, the P'til Zarvis, Shemaskal Yom Shishim. P'til Zarvis, which will start, that day will start the 60th day.
Well, Yachas Hashem, Mishlach, Kaddish, Kedem Atvila, Telemotor, Mishiyed, Lerma, say Telemotor, you know, Hikra is off again, Yermu. There's no requirement of a Chorazah over here, Mikir Adin, like we had by Masha Baruch Amor Adagosha, or that there's the requirement of an announcement. It doesn't apply over here. Just so practically, we want you to know what you're supposed to do. So, we do that by having the somebody announce it. Or giving a clap. Fine. Hashishim, Klamer Yom, Shinovel Boy, Tkuva, Mechashim, Mechal Hashishim, the day which the Tkuva calculated back on October 7th, we count as day one. Philim at Tkuva, Nefelos, Mechatsi, Yom, Rachaka, Rakshik, Sas, Kedamalai. As long as it fell out on October 7th, sometime during the Jewish day, that Jewish day, that's before sunset. Whenever you do your math, if you look at the calendar, you look at the day which is the day which the tekuva falls out, and you know that you're going to start shela 2 days later. You'll skip 2 days. If tekuva was on day one, on Yom Rishon, so you're going to skip 60 days later, on the beginning of the night of the fourth, the day of Yom Dala, that's when you would start making saying Mesei Telemotor.
Amen.
I'm going to give an example, but we'll finish. I'll go back and give an example, okay? Eretz Yisrael. Fish Hashem, and there we serve our Hashem, Svich, Tzarek, Lek Hashem, and they need rain already from Zion and Mecheshem. Fish Gavoy, Yehim, and Kolar Rotsis. It doesn't have a natural, a lot of a natural sources of water, needs rain more. Marshek and Begala, it's lower down and there's much more of a flow of water, etc. to it. B'chol chutz l'oretz, b'chol b'nei gerla, the bubble is in. The Gemara just says that the day of 60 days is totally for bubble. The rest of chutz l'oretz follows bubble. Better to say chutz l'oretz on the hepech. You have somebody who's supposed to, from Eretz Yisrael, he's a chutz l'oretz on the other way around. So what does he do? When does he ask? Seemed to the Shadalach, so he planned to return back within the year. Shel Kim Kama, he will be shy, he will ask based on where he came from. And that the Akashana. Shel Kamakam Shushan. If he's planning to leave it not within this year, but he'll go back. He's planning to go back, but not right away. So he asked based on where he is. Abishesh Shabadan Babes, even though he has family back home, he came for an extended period of time. See, so he asked based on over here. Ken Kasa Priya Chodesh, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Magal. Tevrich Yosef, Hiskim B'Shem Kama Gdolim, Das Muraz, Guta, Marie Malchai, Shecholecha, Yishak, Kim Nehir, Shenim Zubas. No, you daven where you are. That, right now, this, what does this place need? It's not a Shalom Minigam, you know, what you're meaning is, Shalom, what is, right now, you're davening B'Shem, we need rain, we don't need rain, whatever it is. To look at Priya Chodesh, Ayin Shal. Chavadim Rebir Hetev, however, it seems to be that maybe they're talking only in a case where a person is not planning to return. So then they're not arguing on the Priya Chodesh, and then the whole thing is not clear. Okay, they start from the night of Zayim Mecheshen. Vav. They didn't ask, they have to go back. By Rosh Chodesh Marv, if you didn't say, you don't go back. The Shema Tamid Shum Dei Mekachem Chodesh Balayla. They never made Rosh Chodesh at night time. So really, the first night of Rosh Chodesh never was really Rosh Chodesh yet, with Dinei Tefilas Rosh Chodesh. He calls them Sefer Yosef, Sefer Zchor Al Avram, Sefer Shul Lach, Sefer B'Yevin, Das Aloch Haskanas, Chel Galv, Sefer Gimel, Kamar Maskora, Ayin Shom, and they recover and recover. I'm sure you see Loi Mashvakeh. So the Berak Yosef says that the Bet Mashek and over here, but now is the time to ask for rain. That's such a night time. You didn't say it. You dominated correctly. Other Ashkenazim say, no, this is to be the same the night before you and I go back. But Meshalem Ad, Klamer Ad Beklal, Bein Chilik, Bein Pesika, Bein Eretz Yisrael, Chutzart. We continue until the last Mincha before Chol, before Pesach. Now the Berak Yosef raises the question like this.
Same as with saying the mashik for Lachamor Tegash.
Really, we said the law is that really we should start the night before, but since we don't want to start at Zman, a lot of people are not there, they pushed off the halacha, they pushed off the din until the next day. So even though I said Talamotra, we don't do that, we don't push off to the next day, but Mikir Adin, by Haskar, there's such a concept that theoretically the nighttime should have been the proper time to switch, but we didn't switch at nighttime because it's not a good time to switch. So we're here when we switch at nighttime, we're not going to make you go back, but yeah. Okay, so now, if Tzkuvos Tammuz, again, because the way that the calendar works, right? So we're calculating that a year is 365 days and 6 hours. So each year, the Tzkuvos really will be 6 hours later, right? So we're saying the solar calendar is exactly 6 hours. So if I tell you that in the first year, Tzkuvos Tishrei started at 3 o'clock in the morning. A year later, it's going to start at 9 o'clock in the morning. It's going to start and move forward 6 hours. The following year, it's going to move to 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The following year, it's going to move to 9 o'clock at night. All right, and then next year, it'll move to 3 o'clock in the morning again. So theoretically, what should happen is that it should keep moving from October 7th, 3 o'clock in the morning. So what year are we now? We're in 2016. This is a leap year. Okay? So this year, October 7th, 3 o'clock in the morning, will be when the halacha says Tzkuvos Tishrei falls out. In the year 2017, it'll fall out 9 o'clock in the morning. In the year 2018, it'll fall out 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Right. In the year 2019, it'll fall out 9 o'clock at night. Theoretically, in the year 2020, it should fall out 3 o'clock on October. It should move forward to October 8th, 3 o'clock in the morning. But since in the year 2020, we had a leap day, and the year, February has 29 days, so from October 7th, 2019, to October 7th, 2020, we added 24 more hours. So this advanced 6 hours, but we added 24 hours more, so it's as if it went back 18 hours. So it goes back, instead of going ahead to the morning of October 8th, 3 o'clock in the morning, it goes back to the morning of October 7th, 3 o'clock in the morning. And then the cycle starts over again. Okay, now, if we're calculating 60 days from that Tzkufa, right? So let's argue that I'm davening Maariv the night before. So this year, right, when I daven Maariv, it's not really 60 days from when the Tzkufa was. 3 o'clock in the morning will be 60 days. December, so October 7th, 3 o'clock in the morning was the Tzkufa. 60 days later, December 5th, 3 o'clock in the morning will be the 60 days from the Tzkufa. Maariv, I'm davening before that happened. Shacharit, I'll be davening afterwards. Mincha, I'll be davening afterwards. So if I forget, I say, don't alter by Shacharit. It's been 60 days already. You have to ask for Sitala Motor. By Mincha, you have to ask. But by Maariv, that before, it's not 60 days, it's really 60 days yet. So we don't like splitting days. So the Chayyam says, in that situation, you would not go back if you forgot Sitala Motor. Okay. Now, this is the year 2016. In the year 2017, Tzukuf will be 9 o'clock in the morning. So now, in that situation, so Maariv I davened before 60 days have passed from the Tzukuf. Shacharis, unless I daven by the 9 o'clock minyan, I'm davening before 60 days have passed also. Mincha, I'll be davening afterwards. Okay? Now, in the year, in the following year, it's going to move to 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Okay? So it moves to 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and I say, oh, that's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's very possible that I davened both Maariv, Shacharis, and Mincha all before this 60 days have passed. According to Chayyam, I would not go back. In any of those situations, I forgot to tell him altar, I did not go back. So that's what the Bir Loch over here points out. The Maaseh brings a lot of the person disagree with him and say, no, because our Kaveh, this is the day you say, etc. So it comes questionable. He says, maybe you should go back and down the situation with as a Tfilas to Dova because of the Suffolk. The second berlocha, Hamlas and Shalom, a person started to say, weekday Shemoneh and Shabbos, you have to finish up the bracha. What will be if he got the bracha later, we have to finish up the bracha, and he said the wrong thing on the day, which would have, if, had it happened, December 5th came out to be on a Shabbos, yeah. Right? And he said, Baruch Aleinu, when he's supposed to say something on the Matar, he didn't say something on the Matar, but he had, what are you doing at your shul? Okay, that's the word case. Just one last thing, just to point out, that the Kuvah has a second din in Halacha. We'll learn, comes up somewhere, that the Chazal of Masorah, that drinking water, which is taken out of the ground, which Pashas includes anything which has been bottled beforehand, etc., is dangerous at the moment of the tekufa. So the second way we calculate the tekufa, again, according to Shmuel, this is something which everybody has to know. So you look on the yeshiva calendar that I have in the box over there, and it'll tell you when the tekufa is. Four times a year, it'll be on the top of it. A little square, little rectangle will tell you tekufa's Tishrei is 3 a.m. Then it'll tell you tekufa's Tevis is 10:30 a.m. and it'll tell you each one exactly what it is, because you should know at that point in time you shouldn't be drinking anything. That's the second area where that's relevant. Okay, let's hold it here.